God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, about 70 years ago, people seemed to have more regard for advertising and for news than we do today. Maybe they were more simple in their approach to life. Maybe they were more simple in their acceptance of an advertisement on the radio or a news bulletin. But certainly that has changed. People are much more skeptical today, as well they should be. Many regarded news outlets have had their share of scandal, of plagiarism, of falsehood. And advertising is taken with a grain of salt, there's no doubt about it. An ad may be clever, but few people believe that an ad is completely truthful. The bottom line is that the news you give and the news you receive is only as good as the source that you cite, the authority of your sources. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul was refuting people who had another Jesus, another gospel, who had put a twist on God's plan, who had something that was just real enough to seem authentic and just false enough to be dangerous. And he says in verse 11 of Galatians 1, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news, which was preached of me is not after man." Now, it's preached of me, but it's not from me. It's not after me. It's not after man. "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Friend, the bottom line is the gospel is not just a plan. It's not just a schematic. The gospel is a person. That's why Paul says in verse 6, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." In other words, these people just had not just turned from God's plan, they had turned from God. They had not just rejected the gospel, they had rejected God's Son. The gospel is a person. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul was concerned that they would substitute the subtlety of falsehood and be beguiled by such, they would substitute that for the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. The word simplicity there means single or singular, uno, mono, one. Any gospel that is not simple is not good news. So a couple things this morning to remember. Keep the gospel simple. Must a person receive, believe, repent, accept in order to be saved? Well, the answer is yes, but those are not numerous decisions. There's only one decision. As we've said before, there's only one sin that damns, that is rejecting Christ. There's only one virtue that saves, and that is receiving Christ. And there's only one decision that stands between a person and eternity, and that is what they do with God's Son. To reject the gospel is not merely to reject a doctrine or a dogma or a plan. It is to reject a person. So keep the gospel simple. And then second of all, I guess I've already said this, keep the gospel Christ. He is the single issue of the ages. He is the single issue standing between us and the eternity beyond. We can rest in Him and we can proclaim Him in all His simplicity and sufficiency.